And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, we're actually still in number one of today's Triple Dipper. We're doing the State House Roundup, talking about some things that have come out of Montgomery or they're being worked on right now in Montgomery as the legislative session is currently on. And so coming up next right now, waiting on the lines, State Representative Susan DeBose. She currently represents House District 45, which I believe is down in Shelby County. And she is one of those conservatives who decided to run for office this past time and actually take on a longstanding incumbent. She beat, I believe it was Representative Dickey Drake. And now she is now in office and has a bill that deals with transgender athletes. So without me saying any more, let me just bring her on. State Representative Susan DeBose, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, thank you for having me on. I'm doing great today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for making time. Hey, listen, your bill, first of all, I'll say this. Congratulations being a freshman with 40 co-sponsors on a bill that you've got. So tell us about it.
Oh, well, thank you. And it passed out of committee unanimously, bipartisan support, passed out of education committee. But what it is, it's a women's sports bill at the collegiate level. We passed 2 years ago a women's sports bill that protects K through 12 athletes. We want, of course, women to play with biological women. It seems very common sense, but we have seen in recent years where there are actually some athletes that are not biological women, and they are taking spots on women's sports teams, taking places on the podium and winning scholarships and records. And we feel like women deserve to have not only an opportunity to play, but a place to, opportunity to win. And women need to play and compete against biological women.
Well,
that's,
you know,
what that bill's about.
It's amazing that we have to have a bill to even say that, to be honest. I mean, that
Yeah,
what a statement. And now I know that there was somebody who came and actually protested you, an Auburn father, who said this is basically a pretend problem, according to an article I read in AL Daily News, which I don't know where what rock he's been hiding under, because you may not have seen a collegiate athlete do that in Alabama yet. But it doesn't mean it's not happening everywhere around the nation. And, oh, by the way,
we compete
with teams from other states.
That's right. It's happening everywhere. Just because it may not have happened here in Alabama yet, that's the whole idea. We want to protect women athletes. We want to stop this before it does get to Alabama, because it will be here. It's just a matter of when. So, you know, we all know men and women are different, that their biology is different. They're born different, no matter how many hormones you take or testosterone suppressant a man takes, his body will always be bigger, stronger, faster, bigger muscles, more cardiovascular capacity than a woman's. So, I mean, we just know that. It's science. We want to go by the science, and we want to protect these women athletes. So, and it will come to Alabama if we don't stand up for what's right.
Well, in Alabama, we already had legislation that was enacted. So K-12 is already protected in this manner. Yours just picks it up at
That's
the college
right.
level, correct?
That's right. And you know, it matters even more at the college level, because, you know, think about these athletes that start training, some of them just, you know, 4 years old. Some of these swimmers, they'll start swimming at age four and work for over a decade to get a scholarship opportunity or to win a national championship or, you know, to have a place on the team. So it's really even more critical, in my opinion, at the collegiate level. So I was happy to have the support of the whole committee. There were, you know, Democrat women, Democrat men on that committee that voted for it and that personally told me that they were in support of the bill. So I'm actually going to be taking it to the floor this Tuesday.
Oh,
so it's turning around quick. So it got picked by the Rules Committee to go on the floor this Tuesday. It'll be my first opportunity to have a bill on the floor, and it's a pretty big bill. And I imagine, you know, we'll have a lot of people down there watching what happens. But I didn't come to, down there to Montgomery to sit and listen and watch for 4 years. A lot of people kind of take that philosophy, or they'll tell you, look, when you come to Montgomery for the first time, you just sit back and you just listen and you just learn from the best.
No.
It takes a long time to be able to do things down here. And I just don't have that attitude. I'm not going down there to spend the rest of my life. I want to go down there and hit the ground running. And obviously, I need to learn. I'm not perfect, and I'll make mistakes along the way. But the best way to learn is by doing and making mistakes and learning from your mistakes and doing better. So that's my philosophy. Well, I'm going to get down there to do something.
Well, I applaud that. Let me ask you, too, procedurally speaking, so you're going to the floor Tuesday. If you reach final passage on Tuesday, of course, then it transmits to the Senate. Do you have a Senate sponsor already that's going to carry the bill for you upstairs?
Yeah, April Weaver's going to do that upstairs. And she's already started some work on that. I'm not sure how – she hasn't taken it to the floor yet. I think she's trying to get it into – I don't know that it's come to the committee yet. But I've got somebody up there that's going to be taking care of that.
Okay.
So it's very, very likely to become a law this year.
Well, that's outstanding, and it's needed. And, you know, what's funny is they say – you know, those who are against your bill or against legislation of this kind, they will say openly, there's really no difference. We're just actually women now, and we want to compete. But what you don't see women trying to go compete in men's sports, do you? Because the differences
yeah,
are so
true.
Obvious. So it can't just work in one direction. It's got to work in both
that's
directions.
Right.
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
But
if their case were truthful and scientific, then you would see. You would see it working in the other direction, and you don't see any attempts by, I guess it would be a trans man, right?
Which yeah.
A woman transitioning, trying to get on a men's team. You don't see that happening.
Well, not only do we support your bill here at Right Side, but I'll tell you, too, it's kind of interesting because Boomer, who answered the phone for you a minute ago, He played college baseball. His wife was a college gymnast at University of Alabama. And, you know, cannot imagine his wife having to compete with a male gymnast. It would just been a whole different world. It didn't work.
Yeah. I don't think I want to see that. So we'll try to make sure that doesn't happen here.
Just the leotard alone would bother me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And thinking about the uneven parallel bar, I don't know. I don't think that would be comfortable.
Well, okay. We want to keep track of this, and we'll see where it goes. But you've got a great sponsor upstairs. By the way, so what you described, so is Senator Weaver, April Weaver, is she actually already have a companion bill upstairs, or is she waiting for yours to come up?
She may be waiting on mine. I wish I knew more. I have been so focused, and what I have done has moved so much faster than I thought I would, that I haven't, I mean, we've been texting back and forth, and she just said I've tried to move, you know, she just gave me a little text. I have such complete faith in April, I'm not even worried about her.
Well,
no, I'm worried about me. April has got this.
Well,
so
I think between the two of you, you're gonna carry the day. I look forward to it. And then congratulations, too, on having a piece of major legislation to the floor in your freshman quadrennium here. So anyway.
Yeah, we've got a great, strong freshman class. I had a lot of support from members of my class, just, you know, we're all really supporting each other, and we're all kind of just now have an opportunity to bring forth our first bills. And so knowing you have your classmates, and we make up about 1/3 of the body, so knowing you have that many people behind you and have your back, it's really a good feeling.
Well, State Representative Susan DeBose from House District 45 in Shelby County, appreciate your time on this one. You got a friendly show on this one, so we'll keep track of you and have you back on again, all right?
I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'd love to come. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right, Boomer, go and take us to the break. We'll call that a wrap on the State House Roundup. But I tell you what, that it is amazing that we have to have legislation to prevent men from competing in women's sports. What the heck, man? Resist, folks. I'm telling you, my monologue today, if you didn't hear it, resist. Do you want to live in a country where men can go and beat up on women in sports? Literally beat up on them. It's just amazing that we're there. What happened? All right, wake up, America. We got work to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm going to jump over the text lines for a minute here. And we are going to switch gears to the next part of the Triple Dipper momentarily. But let me just go do some text, because you guys are texting in like mad. I mean, like, wow, how do I keep up? So if you want to text in, 833-687-4448. If you text in for the very first time, text the word right side to that number. Text right side to 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. When you do, you'll get an automated message back that says, hey, you right side ruffian, thanks for, you know, texting in, and tell us your first name, where you're from. We'll get you in the system along with scads of others. We got lots of scads, don't we, Boomer?
Lots of scads.
Yeah, it's all kinds of scads.
All kinds.
All right. In fact, Jenny is one of our new texters. Jenny, tell us where you're from. Brian from Huntsville. Where'd he go? Brian from Huntsville says, I was taught that men are supposed to protect women and children, not abuse them. Otherwise, we're not men. I agree, man. I was too. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Taught to open the door for women. Taught to be courteous, deferential. Anyway, Badger from Athens, it's a professional exactly. Professional domestic abuse games. That's what it sounds like. Where are we at? Sam from Priceville. He says, I would like to challenge Senator Orr to support that. I'm sure he's talking about the Price Act, the school choice bill, I assume. So if I'm correct, thanks, Sam. Appreciate you checking in. Raven from Russellville texted in several things. Where was it? He said, all it takes for tyranny to flourish is for good men to do nothing. And just a FYI, I graduated high school with Gary Palmer in Hackleberg, Alabama. He and I were friends. Yeah, good dude. He also says he remembers the days of civilian marksmanship. We still got the CMP program, too, by the way. They're one of our advertisers, a civilian marksmanship program. So if you're not familiar with CMP, if you've not seen the CMP park in Talladega, holy cow. I call that place a country club, and it's open to anybody and everybody. But it's part of the CMP program, so check it out. That's a really, really cool place. Dwight from Decatur was asking about that school choice bill. Will private schools take the same standardized test of parents? There is not going to be any. Right now, the bill does not contemplate any testing that those schools don't already want to take. All right, there's not going to be any mandates or you know, forcing state-sponsored testing on private schools. So we hope that the bill remains in that status, because apparently, if you look at it, the stats have been pretty darn good. A lot of these private schools are coming out with a higher graduation rate, with a lot of kids going into scholarships. And so, you know, why go break it if it ain't broke? Why go fix it if it ain't broke? And why go break it? Jeremy from Huntsville, Democrats' unity provides a misconception of righteousness and a miscarried consensus of representation. Wow. I need to write that down. Democrats' unity provides the misconception of righteousness and a miscarried consensus of representation. I'm digging it, Jeremy. Man, that was sharp. Marcus from Huntsville says, my oldest daughter started mowing lawns with an electric mower when she was 10. I doubt most people do that. We need money matters taught in schools. The bill's out there. We're waiting to see what happens. Eric from Eva, Alabama says, if they're going to limit the grocery tax removal to WIC, I'm guessing it's because that's good enough to keep you alive, then SNAP ought to be the same. You know, I agree. So there's two programs. We got WIC and SNAP. And I got to look back and see, but my recollection was WIC might actually be defined, one of them is defined by federal law. And so I don't know why they're different, but you're right. SNAP actually includes more foods than WIC does. But right now, they're working on the WIC definition. So there's that. John from Pike Road, from down yonder Pike Road, says, I might be making more out of it than I should, but catching the leaker so soon to me was way too easy. He says, they haven't caught the person that leaked the Dobbs decision. They haven't caught the person that killed DNC staffer Seth Rich. They haven't caught the person that planted the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC headquarters in D.C. on January 6th, a city that the most surveillance of any city in the world doesn't add up. I agree, man. There's some wackiness in this, but I think that some of those you're talking about, I speculate they know who did it, and for reasons that only the deep state knows, they've chosen not to say so. But anyway, point well taken, John from Pike Road. Anita from South Huntsville. Says Phil, as an alumni of the state senate, how many emails and phone calls you say you received on any given issue, from a small or less publicized issue all the way up to a hot button? In other words, how much impact does one voice have on an elected official? Okay, so great question, Anita. Thank you for that. So here's the thing. The big carbon copy emails, the ones that, you know, you can go into somebody's system and it generates an automated email and all they do is change your name, but every one says the same. There were times when I would get flooded with those. I would have 150, 200 a day coming in that said the exact same thing. You know, dear senator, please vote no on this. That would destroy something, or that would be whatever. And signed so-and-so. And then the exact same one, automated. Never worked. In fact, at some point, you have to tune them out. At some point, you begin to start having to block them because they're jamming up your entire inbox. The ones that made a difference were the ones that sent me personal contacts, because I made my cell phone known. I made my secretary's number known. I made my email known. And the people who would contact me direct and personal, it didn't matter what the bill was, big or small. Even if I didn't agree with their opinion mattered more because they took the time. That's what I'm saying. So, Anita, there's, I guess, the best answer I can give you. Brenda from Athens, she says, where'd it go? Isn't it odd that the two largest security breaches happened when Joe Biden was in the executive office? Interesting. Isn't it odd the two largest security breaches okay, her text came in twice. Sorry, I'm reading the same thing. Yeah, I get it. What else we got here? Dustin from Hazel Green. Dustin from Hazel Green has got an interesting thing that I need to go back and look at all of his attachments. They're basically like text messages, I think, between he or somebody in the family and his child's teacher. But Hazel Green Elementary is saying that they are not allowing parents to attend a field trip. And I don't understand why that would be. But it's a third grade field trip, and why you wouldn't let parents go along as chaperones or helpers, I have no idea. So anyway, there's that. All right, tons of text messages. And then John from Huntsville says, snap, wick, and pop. Gotta love it. All right, we got a brand new texter too. Jim from Athens, appreciate you being in the listening audience. And Jenny, we just found our new texter. Jenny's from Killen, Alabama. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears in a minute. We are going to talk about this this leak issue. I am curious, and I was on Dale Jackson's show this morning up in Huntsville. I am curious, as we talked about it on Dale's show, do y'all believe this kid who's been arrested is a hero or a villain? Hero or a villain? I'm seeing some pretty, you know, amazing, you know, text messages and pundits saying, this kid told us things we needed to know. Not really. Not really. In my opinion, I think that's a bit of a stretch. But then again, was he a freedom fighter or was he just a knucklehead? I mean, was he out there doing something ideologically driven, trying to spread the enlightenment, or was he just trying to impress his friends? And does that in any way mean he didn't break the law? And oh, by the way, who else is involved? So a lot of questions still remain in this case. We're going to break it down here in a minute. We're going to talk about what we know about the documents, why they were sensitive. Should they have all been sensitive? And what do you think about the leaker, hero or villain? I'd love to know. Text it in, 833-687-4448. We're right back.